Well, let's say hello to our new listeners. Everybody's new. I'm here with my mom, Candy.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, Mom. And we're talking about making a podcast about a case that you've been interested in. We're kind of strategizing that. So I think this first episode will be us figuring out some of the basic details of getting started. How does that sound?
Well, that sounds good.
Because you have a few questions, right? Let's maybe start with the subject matter that you're talking about. I know that you are very active on Twitter, in particular about a court case that's about to start, and that people have begun to look to you as an expert on Twitter as a resource because of your knowledge of the case, right?
Yes, that would be the murder of the McStay family of Fallbrook, California.
Well, tell us a little bit about what happened. In the crime.
The family of four, which included two toddlers, a young family, disappeared February 4th, 2010. And there was much speculation that they fled voluntarily to Mexico.
Wait, let me ask you this. Like, where'd they live?
Fallbrook, California.
What's it like there?
Well, it's just north of San Diego County. It's a small town feel. It's very, very pretty and not too far from the ocean.
So is there like a shopping mall there? Would you say their neighbors like are close by? Is it rocks? Is it mountains? What does it feel like there?
It's a mountain view. And it's...
is it wealthy people, regular people?
I would say middle class. Okay. Middle class working folks.
And what did the do you know what the family did for jobs? Did they have jobs?
Well, actually, that's a big part of the whole mystery of their disappearance, because Joseph McStay, the man patriarch, that was murdered. Yes, he was 42 years old, and he owned his own business making custom waterfalls, and it became very, very successful. He sold them over the internet.
He had a business partner.
And he had, well, a person named Charles Chase Merritt called himself Joey's business partner. Actually, what he was...
I'm sorry to interrupt you for a minute, but before we get into... I know you're very passionate about the case. Before we get into the details too deep of the case, it's the trial's a murder trial, correct? And they're trying the defendant... who is the business partner? Is he the defendant?
Yes. Okay. For four counts of first-degree murder with special circumstances, and the district attorney of San Bernardino County is seeking the death penalty.
So that's a pretty big deal, and so you've been pretty active on Twitter, engaging with people who share your opinion, right, and also who disagree with your opinion for how long now, would you say?
Since 2010.
Wow, so that's a substantial amount of time. You've built up quite a bit of knowledge about the case, and you reached out to one of your Twitter friends recently. Is that Cornelius? What's his last name?
Walker.
You reached out to Cornelius, who seems very nice, about a podcast, making a podcast.
Well, yes, he already writes a blog about the case, which is very popular. And so he has been writing the blog since about 2011.
Has he picked a side? Does he think that the defendant is guilty?
He does think the defendant murdered this family, yes.
And do you share that opinion?
I absolutely do. I mean...
Okay.
Yes.
So... Cornelius and you have been communicating by email and talking about how you might do a podcast, or you were interested because I'm your daughter and I make money for podcasters. So Cornelius and you exchanged some ideas, and I thought he had a pretty good one about having people that have a different opinion from the two of you.
Yes.
And tell me, are we allowed to talk to anybody involved in the trial while it's going on? Any of the attorneys, is that allowed?
No, that would, certainly the district attorney's office would not comment at all during trial. the defense attorneys, probably not. I wouldn't think so. So, after verdict, they would, but not during the trial. And the trial is expected to last approximately 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, so that's a good start. Okay, so why don't, for the rest of this episode, why don't we talk about three things? We will talk about the structure of the show, you know, like whether it's a narrated, just one person talking, or if perhaps it's you and Cornelius, perhaps, we'll talk about the options. Mm-hmm. The second thing we can talk about is who we think we might be able to talk to that would be really interesting each week.
Yes.
Since you're considering doing a weekly recap of what happened in the courtroom because it's being streamed online, right?
Correct.
And then the third thing we'll talk about is just a little bit about logistics and this app we're using called Anchor. Sound
that,
good?
That sounds great, yes. Okay. I know that there are legal analysts for...
We're not there yet. We're going to take a break and be right back in a minute. You know? Oh, we have to unlock it to stop it.
Karis.
Wait, you stop. Stop. Tap your ID. You got to stop.
Oh, you can't. It's Bailey. B-A-I-L-E-Y.
Everyone, that's her password for everything.
Southern California, November 2013.
Investigators have determined that skeletal remains from more than one person have been located. However, it is unknown at this time that exact number.
We received a call from an off-road motorcycle rider who identified that he found what he believed to be human remains north of the city of Victorville. And through the use of dental records, we're able to identify the adult victims as Summer and Joseph McStay. We believe the other two sets of remains are that of the boys, their sons.
The grim discovery made on Monday by a motorcycle rider who just happened to find exposed skeletal remains in this Victorville desert brings an end to the question that has haunted family members and investigators since February 2010. How could this family of four suddenly drop off the face of the earth?
November 2014.
Charles Chase Merritt was identified as the suspect responsible for the death of Joseph, Summer, Gianni, and Joseph McStay. The cause of death was determined to be blunt force trauma. And based on the entire investigation and the evidence obtained, investigators believe these murders occurred at their residence in Fallbrook.
This morning we filed four counts of murder on the defendant Charles Ray Merritt for the murder of Joseph McStay, his wife Summer, and their children Gianni and Joseph Jr. We filed a special circumstance of multiple murders, which makes him eligible for the death penalty. I don't need to tell you that this is a cold and callous murder of an entire family.
In January 2018, Charles Ray Merritt will face a jury of his peers and stand trial for the murders. Join us for our weekly podcast as we review and chronicle the trial in its entirety.